Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you tonight to this July 6, 2021 Commissioners Meeting. And to call this meeting to order, I'd like to start with asking Chairman Dow to do an invocation and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. All will stand.
Okay, make a motion. Okay, we bow our heads, please. Okay, Lord, as we bow our heads before you, we call on your many blessings, because I know that there's a God somewhere that blesses each and every one of us. Thank you for guiding us through this weekend without any anything bad happening to anyone in the county. Lead guiders and directors as we prepare for this meeting tonight. In God's holy name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Does any board member or the county clerk have anything to add to the meeting agenda tonight?
I do not.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I would like to remove Mr. Brandon McMahon, Director of Emergency Medical Services. He was to present some contracts, but the county attorney is still in negotiations with those companies, and he needs some more time to finish the negotiation process.
Motion to approve the meeting. Would that change?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any comment? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. I'm assuming everyone had a chance to review the minutes of the 2021 meeting. Any discussion?
None.
Do I get a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to approve those minutes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Okay. Everybody's looked over the consent agenda. Do I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. If we have any public comments, if you look and call them up, I would appreciate it.
Chairman, no one has signed up for public comments. Would anyone like to make public comments? No public comments, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, well, moving right along, I would like to ask Melissa Kennedy to come up, please.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The first thing on the agenda we have is to hold a public hearing to name a road or a lane off of Summerlin's Crossroads and the 900 block for Ossidian and Felipe Garcia. And they have chosen Rancho Garcia Lane.
Item three, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, like I said, that's the second. That was your second thing on our list, but that's all right.
Oh, okay.
That everybody's on board, this was item three.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we open the public hearing for that.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, public hearing is open. Any comments from the public?
No,
we hear none. Do I get a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Motion. Public hearing closed.
Yep.
Now I would like to entertain a motion for the request of Arsenio Garcia. Matter of fact, I need a little help with that.
They go by Garcia. He has two names listed there, but when they came in, the little girl said that they go by Garcia. Ossidian and Felipe.
Okay. Name at the lane at 927 Summerlin Crossroads, Kenesville, North Carolina, in Kenesville Township, Rancho Garcia Lane, in accordance to the Duplin County address and road naming ordinance. Do I get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Okay. And the next one is to request a public hearing for the August the 2nd meeting to name a lane for John Williams in the Rockfish Township off of the 400 block of Providence Church Road.
Okay, I need a motion to approve the request to schedule a public hearing August the 2nd, 2021, regarding request for John Salvage Williams to name a lane off of Providence Church Road, Teaching, North Carolina, Rockfish Township, Salvage Family Lane, in the accord in accordance with the Duplin County Addressing and Road Naming Ordinance. Do I get a motion?
Motion.
So move.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now I would like to ask Joe to come up, please.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
I'm here tonight to discuss two topics. The first is a request to use American Rescue Plan Act funds to fund the Duplin County SCADA Improvements Project. And so we've been trying to get funding for this project. We have not been successful. And the estimated cost of the project is $1,621,000. Again, we have tried to obtain grant funding with no success to this point. The county, I think, is slated to get over $11 million in the ARPA funds. And so the SCADA system is certainly in need of being replaced. There's components in the system that are 26, 27 years old. And technology has changed a lot over those years. And it's gotten to the point where spare parts are very difficult to find. I could certainly go into a lot more detail. I'm just going to, at this time, ask you, you know, if you have any questions that you would like to ask me.
Before I ask for a motion, is there anything specific that somebody would like to ask him to talk before we get a motion on the floor?
I had a couple questions.
Yes, sir.
One, when you say that you're attempting to get funds, and I'm assuming that you've been successful in the past, can you share any details as to why you
there think was this? There was a mistake that the funding agency made the first time. Mm-hmm. And due to COVID, they did not have a meeting prior to, and so they made the announcement like the day before they met. And the last time, We were going to submit an application for September of this year, and when we ran the numbers, the county has too much money to be eligible for grant funding, and so they take a lot of your financial statistics, and they take all that consideration when they consider whether or not you're eligible for grant funding. The most you would have been eligible for is 25% if you fall into the other criteria that you would typically meet.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, this system is 26, 27 years old. It's operating on analog radios. We need to switch to digital radios. As Joe's pointed out, I'm afraid Donna's going to call me any morning telling me it's failed. If it fails, then our well sites, our elevated storage tanks will not be able to talk back to the water office here in Kingsville, so they can monitor the amount of water in the system, and we're going to have to deploy our water techs out in the field to constantly monitor this stuff. So it's very needed, and we've been using this system, like he said, for 26, 27 years. It's time that we upgrade it. The last time we had to go and search for parts, I think we finally found some in South Carolina, but maybe we won't be able to find parts next time. I think this is a good expenditure for our ARPA funds. Water, sewer, and broadband infrastructure are some of the things that are allowable. Ms. Chestnut and I have already looked into it. This is an allowable expense. So I think it's a good expenditure of our ARPA funds.
So with that said, at this time, I'd entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion and a second to approve Duplin County to commit the use of American Rescue Funds, ARPA funds, for the construction of SCADA improvement for Duplin County water systems and authorize the chairman to execute technical service agreement with the engineer. Any discussion?
With the 25% match, if we were to get that grant, that's $400,000. That's really not chump change.
I understand.
And if we went that route, the trade off
is you'd have to wait until at least April of 2022 to apply. I know for sure that based on your current financial statement, that you currently are not eligible for any grant.
Are they looking at the county as a whole or just our enterprise fund?
They only look at the enterprise fund.
We have about $7 million or more in their fund balance, which is very healthy. So we should be proud of that. But in to the grant authority at the state level, they focus on systems that aren't quite as healthy as ours to give them grants to help with their improvement.
I don't even know what all my thing. I don't have a problem with updating this system at all. I understand what you're saying, what Donna has told us, but you know, I don't know what all we can use this money for. We haven't had any guidance other than we're getting it, and probably already got a little over $5 million of it.
We've got half of the grant. Now, in the conference calls that I have attended, which were at the state level with the League of Municipalities and the Commissioners Association, the conference calls I've been on is if they say that this project will qualify for the state grants by purpose, so if a state grant would provide for a SCADA, then this would also be eligible for your ARPA funds. But yes, in SCADA, the ARPA funds are for water, broadband, other types of infrastructure.
And it's based on your yearly financial statement. Uh-huh. They look at the last 3 years of your financial statements.
Further questions?
I've been today, I read the information from the NCACC in reference to the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, and it did state that we could use it for water, sewer, and different type things like that for county and municipalities. And it is, I think, it's a viable resource that we need, and it's a viable source of revenue. Yeah, so I agree with it.
And in turn, this would also support any of the towns in terms of some of their challenges that they've had with some of their water systems as well, correct?
Well, the towns will receive their own direct allocation of ARPA funds, but our system is interconnected with the town systems. Donna could tell you more about that, to help supply them with water in times of peak need, or if they have a main waterline break or something, we can help supply them to backfeed them, like we did a few months ago here in Kenesville when they had the major water breakage up at the courthouse.
And this system will really help us be more in tune about what's exactness instead of assuming or trying to draw dots where there's really no dots, correct?
Yes, sir. It'll help us monitor our system significantly better, I think, than what we're
on. It will. All your water system personnel will be able to monitor the system from a cell phone. Or from right. A laptop at home, any way that you can have access to the internet, and the information will flow faster. The polling cycle will be greatly reduced. The polling cycle is how long it takes. By the time you tell a well to come on, by the time it communicates back to you and says, "Hey, I'm running," the polling cycle will probably be reduced by 75%, and that's valuable to Donna. So yes, the new systems out today are. You know, you look at what a computer did in 1990 versus what a computer does today, and it's relatively the same thing.
You're changing it from an XP platform to what?
Well, right now it would be Windows 10 based. The operating system would be Windows 10 based, yes, sir. Right. Or possibly Windows 11. It's, I understand it's coming out soon.
Right.
So I don't know.
Thank you.
At the current time, we're fixing to start selling more water to Wallace. They're putting in the meter now to demand more water from our county or from my water district. So that is a bonus to make sure that we can supply what we need for the year.
Any further questions?
No.
I've got one quick one right here. The enterprise fund is growing every year, correct? It's exponentially, but it keeps creeping up every year, correct?
If you mean customer base, yes. And if you mean fund balance, yes.
Yes, that's what I mean in fund balance.
Yes,
it is. Keeps ticking up. So my question is to this board and to the manager, instead of using 100% of these monies, are we better off to use a portion of this and a portion of the fund balance because and save some of this money for other uses?
That's certainly an option for the board.
You have not, this tonight we're not entering into any type of a budget or ordinance, and so that decision could be the allocation could be decided upon later. That's certainly a very good question.
We as a board, or I can only speak for myself, but I don't know exactly that, haven't had time to sit down and look at the needs that we could use that $11 million to spend. And I don't have a problem spending the $1.6 million to do this project, but is it something we can pull half of it out of the enterprise fund balance and half of it out of this money and to make this money go further? Because this is one-time money. This is not going to be reoccurring money.
Well, the one thing we have to consider is that it may be a one-time go. We have to have things booked by the 2024 in terms of what you're going to use the funds for. And then by 2026, it has to be spent. So when you look at what the challenges, I believe, the water treatment facility is having, and based on the fact that we already at 27 years and this thing could take off at any minute now, it may be more of a greater cost to us then if we were to wait. I think it's more of a situation where
I'm not necessarily staying waiting. I'm just saying, does it need to come out 100% out of the rescue, the funding from the state, or coming from the state through the federal government, or do we need to split it between that money and the enterprise fund balance?
Well, I'm thinking that the money, if it's still growing the way that it seems to be growing in our fund balance, that at that time, if we need to shift something at a later time, it may be better served. But for right now, we have these funds. We need to utilize them as best we can for those situations that really have been struggling for quite some time, so that we do today what we know we can do, planning for tomorrow with those things as they continue to escalate down the road.
As Mr. McKimmy stated, you're not coming up with a budget tonight. You're committing to use ARPA funds for the construction. I don't know that that would have to be 100%. If the board wants us to explore looking at alternate funding sources to help supplement ARPA funds, we can certainly do that moving forward. I think this is a project we want to go ahead and get moving on because we see it's a great need. It's a necessity. And that's why the sense of urgency.
Yeah. For clarification, the motion and the second that's on the table that we're fixing to vote on is just giving permission to use that fund so that we can get started.
Yes, sir.
Correct.
Just okay. For clarification. All right, let's call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Okay, thank you. The next item has to do with the Duplin County Golden Leaf Foundation grant funding that was used to emplace three generators at three of your well sites. And the work is now substantially complete. We've had a final inspection. And so the generators are on standby, ready to crank if there's a power failure. In order to close the project out, I've got to have a final adjust and change order. Overall, it's a deduct of $9,661.30, and the final construction amount is $261,183.70. On page 7 of the agenda item that I sent is a resolution, and it basically just says that that the amendment is needed due to contract number one, change order number one, and it approves the budget and authorizes the chairman to execute all the documents assigned associated with that change order. On page 8 is your budget, and it shows a construction deduct of $9,661 and change, and you see that your contingency balance increases. This is not your final budget. We have tried to, Donna has asked for some things to try to use the contingency balance for, and so far the funding agency has denied some of those requests. And so we may want to try to, we at least need to go ahead and pay the contractor for the work he's performed. And we may want to also look at, see if we can spend the additional contingency balance if possible. On page 9 is your is your change order, and it simply is a final adjusting change order. And it takes your contract amount from $270,845 down to $261,183.70. I am giving the contractor an increase in time to 69 days, and that's because the manufacturer of the generators took a whole lot longer than anticipated. It was completely out of our control, out of his control. But the moment they were delivered, he was there within a few days, and he completed his work. So I have no qualms about giving him the additional time.
What was the additional time, sir?
It was for the manufacturer.
What was the time?
Oh, 69 days. That's on page 9 at the bottom of page 9.
Okay. You finished? Are you done?
Well, I was just going to go through the change order. On page 12 is the itemization of the change order. The first was the load bank allowance, and we decided that was probably not going to work out well. There was a couple of changes with the staking allowance, and also the contractor put in some additional stone. So in wet times, the county would not have any trouble getting vehicles in and out, especially to fuel the generators. And so the stone went over by eight cubic yards, which is square yards, which is only $120. So overall, I think it's a very routine change order. And I'm glad to answer any questions that you have.
Okay. I need a motion. So move forward.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the resolution amending capital project budget ordinance regarding the Duplin County Golden Leaf Generator Project, which approves the change order and amends the project budget. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. McKinney.
All right, that brings us to Ms. Tracy Chestnut.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I would like to request that we hold a public hearing to receive public comment on Duplin County's acceptance of $1.3 million in loan funds from Tri-County EMC to help with the construction of the new Animal Control Center.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to open a public hearing. Public hearing is now open. Any comments from the public? With none, I need a motion to close public hearing.
So moved.
Got a motion and a second to close public hearing. Okay.
And I would also like to request that the board adopt the resolution that's included in your packet authorizing the finance officer to make application to the local government commission as required by general statute for approval of the funding.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the funding from Tri-County EMC in the amount of $1.3 million in loan and to adopt the resolution to make application to the local government commission for approval of financing of the animal care control and adoption facility. Any further comment? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, that brings us to Mr. Joe Newbern.
I'm here today to get some contracts approved. One is for my small animals with Warsaw Animal Hospital, and one is with my large animal. It's Reagan's Equine Association of Castle Hayne.
I need to entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to approve the contract for veterinarian services for large animal between Duplin County and Reagan Equine Associations of New Hanover County, and the contract for small animal between Duplin County and the Warsaw Animal Hospital, PA, for a small animal for the period July 1, 2021 through June 30th, 2022. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you,
sir. That brings me to Ms. Hatcher, and I believe we got a stand-in.
Good evening. I'm Bridget Huffman with Cooperative Extension. I'm standing in for Amanda Hatcher.
Thank you, Bridget.
Thank you. Cooperative Extension is seeking permission from the board to apply for the Substance Abuse Prevention and Treatment Block Grant, which is being administered by the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. The grant funded would extend an already existing county position, which is currently funded through East Point at 29 hours a week, to a full-time position. The supplemental grants budget would include funding to extend the 29-hour work week for the current employee to 40 hours a week, provide benefits for a 40-hour work week, and provide health insurance, as well as provide an increase toward expenses such as travel and supplies. Cooperative Extension understands that although this position is a county position, the position may revert back to or remain at 29 hours a week if additional grant funds cannot be obtained, since county funds will not be used as a supplement to full-time. The grant request will be $22,000 per fiscal year, and the grant funds will be required to be spent by March 2023. The application is due July the 19th of 2021, and notifications regarding funding will be sent July the 30th, 2021. With the additional time added to this position, more of the following is expected to benefit the citizens of Duplin County. Merchant education meant to reduce the incidence of underage sales of items such as tobacco and alcohol. Youth education meant to reduce the incidence of drug, alcohol, and tobacco use. And technical support meant to provide prevention information to community centers, schools, government agencies, and others. Cooperative Extension will prepare the grant application, and the project will begin as early as August the 2nd, 2021, if approved. Cooperative Extension is requesting the board to approve applying for this funding through the Substance Abuse Prevention and Treatment Block Grant to extend 4-H Prevention's ability to support Duplin County from a part-time position to a full-time position to extend the reach of programming, providing grant funds are available to fund this extension. I want to stress at the board that Cooperative Extension will not be asking the county for any funds once the grant ends, and if additional funds are not available, the position would revert back to part-time.
I entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to approve Cooperative Extension to apply for the funding through the Substance Abuse Prevention and Treatment Block Grant to extend 4-H prevention ability to support Duplin County by going from a part-time to a full-time position, providing grant funds are available to fund the request, and that it is understood that the position may revert back to remain a 29-hour per week if additional grant funds cannot be obtained, since the county funds will not be used as a supplement to full-time. Question.
I appreciate the explanation that you gave us in answer to every question that I had, and a lot of people don't realize the value of the Cooperative Extension in the county.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
That brings us to Mr. Gary Rhodes.
Good evening, sir.
See, I have another surplus property. I have a final bid. Was submitted on parcel 09-2112 on June 9, 2021 in the amount of $1,600 from Talora Saron Denise Stokes and Lynette Sharon Stokes for parcel land that the county obtained through foreclosure on August 5, 2019 for $2,556. The board may accept this bid and instruct the county attorney to do a deed, or they may reject the bid.
What's the pleasure of the board?
I make a motion to accept.
Okay, I got a motion to accept. Do I get a second?
Second.
I got a motion and a second to accept the final bid of $1,600 for parcel number 092112, located on Pastor Branch Road, Rose Hill, North Carolina, Island Creek Township, and authorize the county attorney to prepare a deed or to transfer a property to Torlo Saron Denise Stokes and Lynette Sharon Stokes, mother and daughter. Any comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. All right, Mr. Rose.
Well, Mr. Chairman, the town of Wallace approached us a while back, the county, about collecting the taxes for the town of Wallace. And they have adopted an agreement, which is pretty much the same agreement that we've done for Magnolia, Rose Hill, Kenansville, Warsaw, Calypso, for six other towns. And I'm presenting this agreement to y'all tonight.
Entertain a motion?
Motion.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to enter into a interlocal agreement for the collection of taxes between the county of Duplin and the town of Wallace. Further comments or questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carry.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Rose.
Thank you, Mr. Rose.
Thank you.
Any of the commissioners have anything? Mr. Manager?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I have one thing. I will not be here until Monday, July the 19th meeting. Mr. Future will be standing in for me, and Ms. Hoskins will also be here.
With nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn until July the 19th, 6 o'clock.
You're going to do the road has road concerns today?
We can, yes, sir. Road concern.
Okay, I didn't see it on my list.
I didn't have it on there. That's our oversight, I think. Yeah. Mr. Chairman, and I apologize for that. So I'll now take or accept any road concerns from members of the board or the general public so I can convey them to the North Carolina Department of Transportation.
Obviously, I don't have any.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right.
Mr. Dow?
Yes, sir. We got two.
All right.
One, I need them to check the 1934 West Wars Bridge Road in reference to the driveway, and also 161 Beasley's Road, Magnolia, North Carolina driveway. And those come from citizens within the county.
Okay. Any member of the general public have a road concern? And I have made DOT aware of it. I'll follow up with them tomorrow, Ms. Maynard.
Mr. Brinson, is there any follow-up in regards to the discussion that's taking place in Warsaw? Was that in regards to what Ms. Maynard just spoke of?
Hers was a different one, but I have not followed up with Mr. Summerlin. He was going to look into it, as well as Mr. Rhodes at DOT. I'll follow up with Mr. Rhodes again tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, anything else? Now I'll entertain a motion to adjourn until July the 19th, 6 o'clock.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. We are adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your time. Mm-hmm.